Houston, Challenger.
Go ahead, Challenger.
Okay, Gordy, crew status is good. Station noticed. And, again, I'm not going to, we haven't kept an itemized accounting of the food, burn enough blank on the paper to do that. But we have eaten just about everything in the various meals. I guess the shrimp was the only thing we didn't really eat. And we've been drinking a lot of water and all the juices and tea and stuff, so I think we're in pretty good shape there. Commander had a secret all last night, and he slept three intermittent hours. LMP had no medication and had 6 good hours of sleep. If you've got some whipped off time data, well, I'll copy it.
That's firm. Okay, start with for Rev 38. Time is 162-22-52. Rev 39 is 164-21-24. 166-19-55. 168-18-27. 170-16-59. 172-15-31. That should have been Rev 43 and read back starting with Rev 38.
Okay, Rev 38. 162-22-52. 164-21-24. 166-19-55. 168-18-27. 170-16-59. 172-15-31. And what is our present rev?
That's a good question. Let's see here. We're working on Rev 37. Ron just went by you about 10 minutes ago on Rev 37.
Good words like news and what have you, where we are, we appreciate it.
Okay, it hasn't been a lot of news, but I'll read you what we got. Former President Truman is still holding on. His heartbeat and breathing and temperature all became unstable yesterday, but then he improved again. A Methodist minister in Kansas City said he's a rugged guy who's hanging in there and he's going to make it. The headlines were full of reports of the find of orange dirt, and the rest of your adventures yesterday. Internationally, the U.S. and North Vietnam held intensified secret peace talks, and Henry Kissinger prepared to return to Washington probably this afternoon, I understand, after a final session with Lee Duc Tho. French press said a compromise was in the works on the withdrawal of North Vietnamese troops from the South. The Houston Rockets lost to Buffalo, up in Buffalo last night, but the hockey team, the Arrows, took a 6-4 win over the Alberta Oilers. And really, that's about it on the news, except maybe for the weather, which finally broke. A cold front cleared out the drizzly rain last night, and for the first time since you've launched, that I can remember anyway, we've been able to look up and see the moon directly. It's a pretty sight as always. That's not much of a report, but that's about all we had. Over.
Okay, thank you. What's the date today?
Well, it's Wednesday. Let's see. Wednesday, the 13th of December.
Thank you.
And right now it's about 1:35 in the afternoon.
Okay, just took a quick peek up there. I can't really see too much of North America cutting and South America looks pretty good. It might be my eyeballs rather than the clouds up there, but it looks like most of the clouds are up into the north central part of the southwestern or southeastern United States.
I have the satellite picture here, and that's about the way it looks.
Well, it's sunny and pleasant in the valley of Port Litchell. And Gordo, what is our sun angle going on today?
I got you an answer on that. A couple questions. First of all, the surgeon would like Biomed right. And they were wondering how your hands feel this morning.
And they're in good shape, Gordo. No problem.
Okay, that sounds good. Sun is getting up there about 33 degrees now.
Okay, we'll go Biomed left, and both places have been topped off. Gordy, the LFP isn't hooked up right now. He will be shortly, so stand by on the Biomed.
Okay. They have a few words on the command module trajectory that might be of interest, although it doesn't affect your procedures any.
Go ahead.
Okay, the command module orbit somehow is missing all the mastons, and it's not degrading into a circular like we thought it would. It's just staying right where it was, about a 70 by 50. And so what we're planning on is an extra little maneuver about 1 hour prior to the normal plane change, which will lower the command module altitude at the plane change node to 60. This will be about 11 feet per second RCS burn. And then Ron will do the plane change at the normal time, but it'll be a little bigger than we had planned. I think the last hack was about 365 feet per second for plane change. And project the consumables that puts the RCS right on the pre-flight line. He's been running about 4 or 5% above it. That'll use up that band there, put him back to nominal. On RCS and on the SPS, that puts you right down on the CSM rescue red line. So, really no problem, in good shape consumable wise. Over.
Okay, sounds like a good round of the process. Valve is locked and low. Okay, let me get your Helmet here. Just one thing. Let me put this up here. Get out of the way, because that's half the battle. Don't look at that shade. Getting to check it. That's what mine looks like. They're all stiff. My little stiff, too. It'll come if you pull, but yep, TV, I can pull it down for you.
Yeah.
And Gino, we don't see your fan on you.
It'll come on, Bob. There, it's locked. Okay, is the engage marked?
Well, they are now.
Okay. That's alignment only. Okay, Bob, my fan's on. Okay, it's locked. Look at it, it's locked. Good. Okay.
This is Apollo Control at 163 hours, 17 minutes. We've picked up about 10 minutes on the timeline. Now estimate EVA starting at an elapsed time of 163 hours, 30 minutes, 4:23 Central Standard Time.
White dot plus EVA decal, and then you can don your gloves.
Okay.
Let me turn that one, and let me turn this way. Okay, Jack, I'm going to turn these lights off.
Okay,
now let me go. Okay. EVA decal, white dots. Okay, line heater's going to come off. And the breaker's out. Okay.
Okay,
I'm ready. Except for LGC pump. LCG pump.
Okay, leave it on. We can talk.